Cape Talk. The Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab, ça va très bien, merci.
Yeah, you see, those are their songs. Hambana, Tim Kululiwe too. Oh! That's when you know you're going to battle there, Jean-Jacques. That's when you know it's definitely going to be happening. But okay, let's get down to business, monsieur. Apparently, the United States is under pressure then to join the growing list of countries that are going to be taking the 737 out of service.
Yes, indeed. Pending an investigation, obviously. Very interesting that a lot of the families of the victims have been taken to Bishafu where the crash happened. And they're trying to get all the people there. They've been very dignified, laying of flowers. It all happened very calmly. There was some worry that, you know, that might get sort of out of hand. But they're saying bring the families there because they're going to need their DNA for investigation. So trying to manage that as best as possible. But the United States has not banned the plane from its skies. Senators, airline workers, and all that are saying you need to do it, but the Federal Aviation Authority is saying, as far as we're concerned, the plane is still airworthy. But Britain, the European Union, and you notice I use them separately now because of Brexit, however much confusing that is, India, Australia, have all joined those that have banned the plane from its skies for the time being. A huge hit this for Boeing, obviously. They're insisting the plane is safe. And, you know, to be fair, you've got to say there's no evidential link between the two crashes, although the circumstantial indications, you know, they both were crashes shortly after takeoff and so on, would be enough, I think, to send a lot of people saying, I'm sorry, a lot of passengers saying, I'm just not going to fly in that plane at the moment. Until I can be absolutely sure. And the airlines are saying, all right, if you want to do that, you can change under normal procedures. You can change your flights. You don't have to fly on a 737 MAX. So it's tough times for Boeing, no doubt about it.
And still talking on that, apparently, this then made a somber start for the UN Environmental Summit.
Well, yes, it's a massive summit with 5,000 delegates in Nairobi at the UN offices. And, well, at least 22 UN workers were aboard that Ethiopian Airlines flight. And there must have been other delegates, too. And, you know, so it's ironic that, you know, the environmental summit would have made headlines of its own at a very important time. But in opening it, they were saying, well, you know, this is UN workers who are prepared to travel across the world to make the planet better for us. We've got to pay tribute to them. You know, the president of the summit actually coming close to tears and paying tribute to these people. So, but we have to look at that summit, the environmental summit, particularly given the dynamics of global warming and so on that are increasing, and the fact that we take the environment much more seriously at this time. So, you know, we're going to have to sort of look aside from the crash and look at what is happening in Africa on that over the next couple of days.
And it seems like China and France are at it.
Well, yes, indeed. We have President Emmanuel Macron going to Djibouti. Now, that's that base or that area on the Horn of Africa. It's in the busiest sea route in the world. And he is talking about historic partnership and a strategic ally with this country. But, you know, there are 4,000 U.S. troops on Djibouti. China, the People's Liberation Army, has its first foreign military base in Djibouti. So, you know, China obviously trying to reassert its influence. They're using it very high profile. Macron going on to Ethiopia, neighboring Ethiopia, meeting with Abiy Ahmed, who is one of Africa's men of the moment, playing a central role in mediation and all sorts of positive and progressive movements in Africa at this time. So a very important visit to the continent by Emmanuel Macron and France, who consider themselves in Western terms as the sort of African player trying to assert themselves.
Ah, well, we continue to look at those developments, monsieur, but thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Ademe.
Ademe, mon vieux.